Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in, and a very happy Saturday to you. This is the weekend edition of Live the Promise. Well, my guests this hour are my good friends Mark and Jill Schoolmeesters. You may know Mark as Mark Allen from Emmanuel Live. Well, they join us every few months, and I'm always encouraged and surprised where God leads these conversations. Fun to have Jill in studio as well. We listened to some music from their album. We got some live music where they actually sang together and heard stories behind the songs. So you are in for a real treat. Just got a few announcements quick before we get them on. Really excited about the upcoming Northwestern Christian Writers Conference. And this conference was born in our hearts behind the scenes over the last few years, actually, because we'd have the writers contest and have such an amazing response and really realized there were so many aspiring authors in our listening audience that we thought one day we're going to take the contest to a whole new level and provide a conference. Well, we're so grateful to be partnering with the university across the street, University of Northwestern St. Paul, partnering together to bring you an A-level writers conference. We've got A-list faculty, and I'm telling you what, I've served on faculty at a large writers conference, and pretty much all of those friends are coming to town for us. Editors, agents, experts from the field. Liz Curtis-Higgs will be our keynote speaker, and speaking of Mark Allen, he and his team will be leading us in worship. It is going to be a fantastic day. It happens, it takes place Saturday, July 15th, 2017, and you can learn more about the conference on the website designed specifically for the conference. It's NorthwesternChristianWritersConference.com. That's NorthwesternChristianWritersConference.com. The reason we're talking about it right now is that the first 350 of you to register are guaranteed face-to-face appointments with a faculty member. Because of how the schedule runs, that's as many as we can accommodate, and we've got well over 200 already signed up, and it's only February. So if you've got a dream and a desire to be published, don't put this one off, okay? And I've said this before. I think I've spent up to $1,000, $1,200 when it was all said and done to travel to certain writers' conferences. We've made this very affordable for you, $150. I'm praying you'll take the leap of faith and invest in the dream of your heart, because this is the obvious, logical first next step to take if you want to be published. It really gives you face-to-face opportunity to pitch your idea to an editor or an agent, to get advice about next steps in the career from experts in the field. I do pray you join us. I'm super, super excited about it. Again, more information at NorthwesternChristianWritersConference.com. Also want you to know that you can listen to Faith Radio even if you're traveling outside of our network, because we have a new Faith Radio app. You can download that app today, start enjoying great programs. You can listen to podcasts after the fact. We've made it very user-friendly. It's available in the Apple App Store or in Google Play. Absolutely free. I pray you'll check that out and take us with you, especially if you're traveling somewhere warm. I want to go with you, okay? Again, check it out in Apple App Store or Google Play. Also, it's a new year, and so we've got a new program lineup here at Faith Radio. You can find all the new programming information on our website at myfaithradio.com. Now let me tell you about my guests. We'll get them on the show. Mark Allen is a singer-songwriter and worship pastor for Emmanuel Christian Center in Spring Lake Park, Minnesota. He and his wife Jill have two beautiful children, Grayson and Annabelle. Jill, I joke, she could really run the universe. She's got such an amazing administrative gifts. She works part-time on staff at Emmanuel as well. One thing that is not in Mark's bio, at least not this bio that I have in front of me, is that he's a prolific songwriter. He's written songs for Jesus Culture and other big-name artists. You're probably not going to hear him say that, so let me say that. Honored to have them them both in studio. We're going to talk about the Lord. We're going to play some songs off albums, and they're going to play some songs live. So, Mark and Jill, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Susie. It's
honored,
great to be with you.
Honored to have you both. So honored. So, Mark, if it's okay, we'll start with you. You know this. We love to start out talking scripture. And you chose an interesting passage. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about it. Deuteronomy 2, verses 1 through 3, and then verse 7. I know your Bible's very marked up over there, so maybe you can read it and then share why you chose that one.
Yeah. The book of Deuteronomy in chapter 2, it's going to talk about Israel's wanderings. And I just thought as we pivot into a new year, it's really interesting word for us to consider. It says this: "Then we turned around and headed back across the wilderness toward the Red Sea, just as the Lord had instructed us. And we wandered around in that region for a long time. Then at last the Lord said to me, 'You have been wandering around in this hill country long enough. For the Lord your God has blessed you in everything you have done. He has watched your every step through this great wilderness. God has been with you, and you have lacked nothing.'" I think as we approach a new year, I don't know what everybody who's listening has walked through, but sometimes we can want to resent the wilderness. And God brings us through different wilderness seasons at different times in our life. It's not a question of if, but just a question of when. And the wilderness is something that Jesus walked through, and we see repeatedly through Scripture that people walk through. And I think we can sometimes want to resent it or feel like it's a wasted time. But the wilderness is not that at all. It's actually an opportunity for refinement and reminder for us to allow God to root out the things in us that can stand in the way. And they're not always bad things that cause wilderness. Sometimes we go into wilderness seasons because of what we cause or what we set into motion. And other times it's just the nature and cadence of life. But my encouragement today, as I think about looking back on 2016, for some, they look back and think, "I'm so glad that chapter is closed and I have hope for the future." And others are going to step into a wilderness season this year.
Yeah.
And regardless of where we're at, it's not a question of if, it's just a question of when. And the question for us today is how we will choose to walk through it, if we're going to choose to walk through it trusting and believing and knowing that that wilderness can actually become almost a sanctuary for us. Mm-hmm. And the miracle in the wilderness is really that we learn to trust God, because it's really easy to see God as good when we walk through the high times. But Moses recounts, he says that the Lord has blessed you in everything, and he has watched over your every step through this great wilderness. You have lacked nothing. And when we can feel like God is so distant and far off, it's a reminder to us that he's watching over every ounce of every detail of our lives as we walk through that wilderness season.
That is a word in due season for someone, Mark, today. And just last night I was pondering. I didn't know this was going to be your passage. I just saw this when I got in today. But I was listening to some worship music and just pondering, you know, my 2016 was a long wilderness. But what I was pondering last night was that I lacked no good thing, that every step of the way he was with me. And I'm coming out with treasures from the secret dark places, you know. I'm richer because of that wilderness. Mm-hmm. And it makes me again and again, I want so much to honor God in my wildernesses. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So often we want relief, we want out, and we wish it away. But, man, when you get through and you see the treasures, I hope it produces this in us where we want so much. I want to have more faith next time, because you said it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Yeah.
But now I've got even more of a history with God, so may I trust him that much more. What about you, Jill?
My verse that I've been really thinking and praying about is Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And I had memorized it slightly differently when I was younger. And so coming across this version changed a lot for my perspective just in the recent months. But I would say my heart is really figuring out not what is my faith and do I trust in God. It's how is that faith impacting those around me? And am I utilizing that faith to deeply impact others? I love the word assurance in this verse, because it's a knowing. It's not a crossing your fingers or a hoping for. It's an assurance and a knowing that what we believe about God is true, and mm-hmm. that who he said he is true, and his promises are true. And the conviction part, it says the conviction of things not seen. Those are convictions are found and based in facts. And and God is the God who he says he is, and I need to believe his word and his character and to stand on those things. But what does that look like spilled over into my world when I'm the dance mom at Annabelle's dance class, and when I'm Grayson's mom bringing a friend from school to church for the first time who hasn't actually heard the name Jesus before and said, who's that? What does my faith look like in those moments spilling over, and how can I impact? So I just really want to see people being impacted by my knowing versus just my internal knowing.
Yeah. Wow. Dr. Wearsby says, this is not a hope-so hope, it's a no-so hope.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So, Mark, you're always so flexible. This is why I feel like I can do this. But I want to go out of order, and I want you to sing your newest song, but tell us about it. Seek You First? Is
seek
that the
You First.
Can we do that? Can we kind of go out of order? Because
sure
you're kind of roll with the flow guy. Look, he just moves his capo. No big deal. Tell us about the song, if you would, before you sing it.
You know, it's funny. We step into a new year, and you kind of assess the past year. And as I thought about Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, which says, above all, seek Jesus first, I've been thinking a lot about all the things that I spent my time and energy on in the last year. Some of them were great, and some of them I spent energy on things that I shouldn't have, and I neglected things that I should have. And so this is a song that's kind of my prayer to say, God, I want to put you as the first big rock in the jar this year, that I put the most important things in first, and I allow those to be priority and let the other things fill in around it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really just a prayer of, God, that's my desire, that in this world that's noisy and busy, I choose to put you first.
I want to just say a quick word. We're going to take this song to break. So as he's wrapping up toward the end of the song, we'll go to our quarter hour break.
Amidst a world that's full of noise, this my resolve, this is my choice, to set aside this altar, to carve out sacred space, that I will seek you first. Ooh, I want to seek you, I want to know you, I want to find you here today. I stand in surrender, it's you that I'm after, let nothing on earth stand in the way. Before I'm moving forward, my response will be that I will seek you first. Forgive me for failing to slow down. Align me in this place I'm found. I set aside my future. Come right on me your ways, that I will seek you first. Oh, I want to seek you, I want to know you, I want to find you here today. I stand in surrender, it's you that I'm after, let nothing on earth stand in the way. Before I'm moving forward, my response will be that I will seek you.
Beautiful. That's Mark. Mark Allen and his beautiful wife, Jill. We've got three bundle packs of their CDs. Email if you want in on the drawing, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Don't forget your address. We'll be back in a minute. A great day. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. So blessed and honored to have our good friends. You probably don't know their real last name because Mark Allen is sort of his singer-songwriter name, but his last name, hard to forget. Guess what it is? Schoolmeesters. Mark Allen Schoolmeesters. And so that makes Jill Schoolmeesters.
Okay.
We've got them in studio today, and they're playing songs off of a few of their albums and playing some live, playing some recorded. I want you to know they're so generous. They came in with three bundles of CDs. So there are three Emmanuel Live CDs. We're giving these away, just doing it simply. Email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com, and don't forget your mailing address. Put bundle CDs somewhere in that email so I know this is the drawing that you're going for. Okay, we're doing some live and some off of the albums. Talk to us about Just to Be Closer. Tell us about that song before you sing it live.
This is a song that I wrote with a friend of mine, one of our worship leaders. Her name is Stacy, and she was just processing her life of growing up in the church and feeling like she had gone through all of the things and felt like she reached a point where, is this all that there is, God, in our relationship? And so this is the song that's a cry that says, God, I just come as I am. And I want to know you more. I don't want to be content with where I've been and what I've done, what I've already experienced. And I don't want to just live in trying to recreate my old moments again in the future. But I choose to step into the new thing. Like Jill shared in that passage that God, I think she prayed it this morning, this afternoon before we began, just that God is doing something new. And so there's an opportunity for us to step into that.
Beautiful.
I come just as I am. I bring you all of me, for where I end is where you begin. There's a stirring deep within, where the passion has grown cold. Oh, my soul, it aches to know you. Take me from this barren place. I don't want to be the same. In your presence, I am changed. You make me new. And I want to know you more. I want to hear your voice. Take me to I want more.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you so much for that. So just we've got probably about 3.5 minutes before we go to our hard break at the bottom of the hour. Mark, maybe there's just a live song that you can sing, a worship song, one that's been on your heart that you're able to take us down to the bottom of the hour with.
I'll share a new song. It's called Because You Say So. Hmm. It's a song that is saying, you know what, I choose to trust in the God of the impossible.
It's in your name and for your glory. We step out into the story. We will bravely trust you fully. Because you say so. Because you say so. Because you say so, we will go. We step into the
Draw the Circle by Mark Batterson. It says, faith is not a noun, it's a verb, an action verb. The greatest and truest statement of faith is a life well lived. It is faith fleshed out through risks and sacrifices. It's daring to go after a dream that is destined to fail without divine intervention. We can pray until our knees are numb, but if our praying isn't accompanied by acting, then we won't get anywhere. We need to put feet to our faith. After kneeling down, we need to stand up and step out in faith. There's an old adage, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. Based on my experience, that first step is always the hardest and longest step. It will require the most faith. It will feel the most awkward. But if we step out in faith, signs will follow. In fact, an avalanche of blessing will overtake us and overwhelm us. We'll be buried in God's blessings. That's by Mark Batterson from Draw the Circle. I've got Mark, Alan, and Jill in studio. They're singing, we're worshiping, we're thanking God for his goodness. We're glad you're listening. We'll be back in a minute. Tuning in, I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. That great voice you hear is Mark Allen, who's in studio with us today. You may have listened to the Jesus Culture album and also heard that song there. Mark co-wrote that. Who'd you co-write that song with?
Some of the guys in the band.
Yeah, see, yeah. It's hard for even to talk about it even. But anyway, we've got a bundle here. They came in, Mark and Jill, with three bundles of a three-pack CDs of Emmanuel Live. These are such worshipful albums. Would love to get a bundle in your hands. We're doing that the old-fashioned drawing way. Just email me, Susie at myfaithradio.com. Don't forget your mailing address, because I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails in my inbox. I don't have time to chase after you. If you can remember to give me your mailing address, your name will automatically go in the drawing. And just love the ministry that happens when you guys come in studio, and this dear listener says, wow, what powerful words. And she's speaking of, at the open of the show, I asked Mark and Jill for verses, and they talked about the wilderness and the substantial nature of our faith. And that's what she's talking about here. She says, what powerful words. I've been in the wilderness for many months since my husband turned away from his faith in Christ after his grandmother, who raised him, passed away last year. She said, I'll be holding on to that good word with all my strength. I was so focused on getting out of this great and deep pain in our marriage, I didn't stop to think about how God has provided for me each step of the way. It makes it all so much more bearable. I mean, that puts a lump in my throat. I mean, and sometimes that's what it just takes, is a paradigm shift to see God in it all. Mm-hmm. Mark, talk to us. Maybe give us a little backstory on this song, Come and Tear Down the Walls, when we're going to hear from one of the albums from Emmanuel.
I was introduced to a new friend from Sweden earlier this year. She came over. Her name is Jenny, and we wrote a song together. We wrote this song called Come and Tear Down the Walls, and it's become one of my nearest and dearest to my heart. But it's a real simple prayer that just says, God, I bring you my heart with open hands. I ask that you tear down the walls I built up. So often we build up barriers of how we think God needs to work, or we put up barriers between us and the people around us, or between us and God. And it's really, God, it's a song that says, God, my prayer is that you tear those things down, and that you would have my heart be tender and soft and pliable in your hands again. And so this song, actually, a few friends and I from Sweden started a little music group we call Noise Village, and we're releasing a song a month. So this was our release, our Noise Village release for this. It came out this past Friday, the last day of the month. So this one is brand new.
But this is on iTunes, or where do they
get it? It's on iTunes, yeah, or noisevillage.com or noisevillage.org. I can't even remember what the website
is. And his type A wife is like pulling her hair.
She's rolling her eyes at me going, you should know this kind of stuff, honey. Yeah, iTunes, if you go to iTunes and search Noise Village.
I love that.
We have two songs that we've released, and we're releasing a song a month that are meaningful to us.
Very good.
So this song is, this is Come Tear Down the Walls, and this is Jenny, who wrote it with me together. This is us singing.
Can't
it
wait.
As a duet.
Let's hear it.
Come and tear down the walls I built up, every wall I built up, every wall I built up. 'Cause you deserve every piece of my heart, every piece of my heart, every piece of my heart. Lord, I am trusting that you are a faithful Father, and all that you have, it is good. You're a generous giver, your love's like no other. Won't you come and break through to me? I am bringing my heart to you.
Absolutely amazing. Wow, and she's got such a unique voice.
Doesn't she?
Fantastic. Yeah. Susie Larson here. This is Live the Promise. Got our good friends, Mark and Jill Schoolmeister's in. You know him as Mark Allen. They brought in a bundle of CDs, and as you've probably heard if you've been listening, Jill's got a gorgeous voice in her own right. She's backing Mark up on some of these songs. But they came in with three bundles of CDs, three Emmanuel Live CDs that are so worshipful. And we're doing it the drawing way. So just email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com. The next song I want us to play and have you set up is called Through the Valley, and it's on the CD. Mark, I'd love for you to set it up. I'm going to just read this portion from Mark Batterson's Draw the Circle, kind of have you speak to it and kind of connect, if you would, which you're so good at, this passage to the song we're about to hear. Batterson writes that A.W. Tozer believed that a low view of God is the cause of 100 lesser evils, but a high view of God is the solution to 10,000 temporal problems. If that's true, and I believe it is, then your biggest problem isn't an impending divorce, a doctor's diagnosis, or a failing business. Please understand I'm not making light of your relational, financial, or health issues. I certainly don't want to minimize the overwhelming challenges you may be facing. But in order to regain a godly perspective on your problems, you must answer this question. Are my problems bigger than God? Mm-hmm. Or is God bigger than my problems? Our biggest problem is our small view of God. That is the cause of all lesser evils. And a high view of God is the solution to all other problems. Until we come to the conviction, which, Jill, you were talking about, a conviction, a core belief, that God's grace and God's power know no limits, we will draw small prayer circles. But once we embrace the omnipotence of God, we'll draw ever-enlarging circles around our God-given, God-sized dreams. How big is your God? Is he big enough to heal your marriage or heal your child? Is he bigger than your positive MRI or your negative evaluation? Is he bigger than your worst sin, greatest fear, and biggest dreams? If he's bigger than all of these, then pray like it. Connect that to just the reality that people are walking through the valley.
You know, I think it comes down to one word, and that's choice. It's our choice how we will choose to respond when the mountain that's in front of us is big. And when we walk through the valley, Psalm 23 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it says it's a shadow. It's not the valley of death, but it's the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And that's where David turns, and it becomes a choice. I choose not to be afraid. And for those of us, when we walk through those valleys and those hard times, our strength, our song, and our joy, we have the opportunity for those to be found in the Lord if we choose to let him. And he's waiting there with open arms and waiting for us, waiting for the invitation to say, God, I'll allow you to be God and overcome this obstacle in my life. And there's a part that we have to play in our obedience and following through what he asks us to do. But when our faith is big enough, like Mark Batterson so eloquently said, then we have the opportunity to have the conviction and to make the choice to walk through the valley with confidence and faith and hope.
You know, and I got to just say, that's fantastic. But you didn't get here. You didn't write these songs because you've been skating around on the mountaintop your whole life. You've had to endure your own battles, face down your own giants. And I say that because you had a God-sized dream. You've put one foot in front of the other. You still have dreams that are bigger than you are. But the fact is, you did persevere, and these songs are some of the fruit of that. And you just need to know this particular song we're about to play, I had on repeat this summer. And this is why it matters. Those of you who are listening, if you're in the valley, there are God-sized dreams in your soul that someone else is counting on. It's not just about you.
Yeah.
That's why it matters that you persevere. And
so good.
Yeah, let's listen.
Silence, my God provides.
That's off of one of Emmanuel Live's amazing albums. We've got a bundle of three bundles of three. We'd love to get a bundle of their beautiful worship music into your hands. If you want in on the drawing, email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Don't forget your mailing address. More live music when we return. All the songs you're hearing on the bumpers today are all from Emmanuel Live, one of their live albums. They've got three of them. And we are so excited. We've got three bundles of three. So generous of you, Mark and Jill, to bring in these stacks of CDs. Would love to get you in on the drawing. I've told you this before. They're so worshipful. Some of them you want to jump around and clean your house to. Others you want to get on your knees and just open your hands. And all just amazing. Email me if you want in on the drawing. Susie@myfaithradio.com. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We have Mark Allen. Mark Allen Schoolmeesters to you, friend. I'm just kidding. That's his real name.
I'm good with
and
it.
His dear wife, Jill. And they're singing songs. And I marvel at the songs that come out of you, Mark. I mean, God really has gifted you. You're a prolific, amazing songwriter. But I found out in church the other day that you like old books. And so I've got a whole list that I'm putting together. But that makes sense to me, why you have such a rich, ancient perspective, because you really feed on that stuff, don't you?
That's, I do.
I love it, too. Fantastic. Well, set up All I Need Is You, if you would.
The opening line of this song, it says, "The mountain that's in front of me isn't greater than your majesty." This song was one that I wrote with two people on our team, and we were just talking about one of them is going through, has a chronic illness, and another person on our team that night was going through major back issues. And we just talked about what does it mean to actually, kind of the theme that we've been talking about today, is how do I find my strength and my hope, and how do I worship through those moments of pain and trial? Because I can trivially think, as you walk out the door with your pain, that your pain goes with you and it no longer affects me. But that's your reality as you walk out the door. Mm-hmm. So for you, what does it mean for you to be a worshiper and to cling to Jesus amidst your trial and hard time and your hardship? And so this song is really, it's a reflective prayer of just saying, God, all I need is in you. I'm trusting that you're my provider, and I'm going to look to you rather than fixing my eyes on the things that are seen. I'm going to choose to fix my eyes on things unseen. Mm.
You know, Susie, we were recently just part of a fundraiser for a boy that we know who's in high school and has cancer, and lymphoma. And they asked Mark to come and do some songs and do kind of a fundraiser for that. And the family had people from work and all kinds of areas of life coming, and they heard the gospel for the first time in some of these songs. And, you know, to watch the family and this boy go through such a ravishing, and he's just gone through his fifth bout of chemo, but yet there's such a deep joy that they have individually and as a family. And it is possible to have that joy through those circumstances. And that is something that we can find. But again, we have to choose to get there in our hearts with the Lord.
That's such a good word. Well, let's hear.
The mountain that's in front of me isn't greater than your majesty. Your faithfulness my heart will sing. My steady God, to you I cling. My steady God, to you I cling. And I believe in you're my healer. I am trusting my provider. I'll fix my eyes on things unseen. Your word, your promise, life to me. I choose to place my trust in you, for who you are and what you do, for all that you will bring me through. I'm being sustaining. All I need is in you. Strength for tomorrow and hope for today. All I need is in you. I'm believing you're my healer. I am trusting my provider. All I need is in you, Father. All I need is in your hands.
Beautiful. And it's so true. You wouldn't mind keep playing. I'm going to just read another excerpt from Batterson's amazing devotional, Draw the Circle. He says, there comes a moment when you must quit talking to God about the mountain in your life and start talking to that mountain about your God. You proclaim His power. You declare His sovereignty. You affirm His faithfulness. You stand in His word, and you cling to His promises. I just love that, and I think that's a great segue into to God We Exalt You Here, and wondering if you wouldn't mind telling us a bit about that song before you sing it for us.
Yeah. It's a song that I wrote with a few friends in Nashville last summer. And we really wanted to write a song that was a celebration but has substance that the church could sing. And a song that wasn't just about our feelings, but truth about who God was and what the hope is that we look forward to. And so this is a song that is really, it's kind of the whole story of salvation and the future salvation of Jesus being the coming King.
God be praised forever and always. God, we praise you here. God of all that went before us, God of all that is to come, you are ever here with us. God who set the earth in motion, you complete what you've begun. You hold every heart in perfect love. Great are the things that you have done, and great are the things yet to come.
Yeah.
maybe it is time you start speaking to your mountain about God and how big He is. This has been such a treasure time, and I'm wondering as we wrap, Marco, would you pray for that person who's in the valley right now and just needing a reminder of that they'll lack no good thing, that God will not forsake them. He will be with them. Would you pray for that person?
God, we trust and know that You are faithful and that You are always present in our time of need. And we choose to trust You. We choose to look to You above everything. We choose not to turn to the left or to the right, but we pray that You would give encouragement and faith and faithfulness to those that are in the valley right now, that their eyes would be fixed, not on the things of this world, not even to the right or to the left, but their eyes would be fixed solely on You, Jesus, that in all that they face and all that they see, that You would be faithful and found to be trustworthy, because You are. We know that's who You are, and so we cling to Your promises, and we know that Your word is the thing that will lead us and guide us and sustain us, and that if we choose to walk with You and to follow Your steps and to honor Your ways, God, that we cannot go wrong and that You are present with us. And so I pray that You would be present with them even today, and that as they step into a new year, that this would be a year of new levels of faith and new levels of trust and new levels of breakthrough, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you both for joining us today. Loved it. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. You can find a podcast of this program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Be sure to share this conversation with a friend who would be strengthened by it today. You can do that by clicking the share button under the audio link. Take some time to browse our website as well for new articles and content about growing in your faith in Jesus Christ. Finally, guess what? The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He's the one who keeps you strong to the end. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Live the Promise. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend. Help grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and then never miss a show.